he added. Good morning, 852, Brock, Hunter. Hunter, are you there? Hunter! I gave him the two-minute warning. Hunter, I'm going to message him right now. We're on the air. Exclamation point. Moron. All right, we'll see. I may have to do dumb vocabulary without him, or I could just kill some time while I'm waiting for him. You know, I could regale you with stories of my past, if you guys want to hear about that. Like the time that I got kicked in the nuts by a steer at the Dane County Fair. Yeah. I was taking my steer to weigh in for the fair, and he was all spooked. So my brother said, hey, why don't you just jog with him a little bit? Get him loosened up. He's all amped up. You know, there's all these people around. I said, okay, yeah. So I gave the little harness a jerk, and the steer took off, pulled me forward. And when it pulled me forward, my one hand went to brace myself, which ended up bracing itself on the hindquarters, right on the ass of that steer, which caused him to kick straight up into my cojones. I mean, bam, smoked my balls. Just lit him up, man, like Christmas tree lights. So then I laid there. I let go of the harness, obviously, because I just got kicked in the nuts by a 1,400-pound animal. And I was laying there rolling around on the ground, clutching my twig and giggle berries after being kicked in the nuts by a full-grown steer. And, then the paramedics came, and I had to stand there with a towel around my waist, looking down at my cojones, saying, well, yeah, they're there. They're still on. I'm okay now. I'm fine. My voice didn't change, you know. I got kicked in the nuts, but, you know, it was painful for a while. Hunter, are you there yet? I can't waste any more time. I can't waste. Son of a bitch. All right, well, maybe we should just do it. Let's do it. Your dumb vocabulary, because Hunter's not here.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Maybe I should call him. Should I call him quick? Let me give him a call. Let's see if he gets on. I sent him a message so long. It was like 4 minutes ago. Yeah, let's call him real quick. I'm going to call him. It's better when he's on, obviously, instead of me just telling you dumb stories. All right, let's see if he answers. I hope he doesn't swear. Better not swear. This is great radio.
Yo.
Hey, we're on, dummy.
Oh, okay. All right. Hang on. Let me sign on.
Are you live there? Yeah, I'm live. I got your phone. I got the phone up to the microphone right now.
Hey, I got to sign in. It takes a second. Hang on.
This is terrible.
I'm on the air yet.
I'm on the air already. We're both on the air right now. I got the phone on speaker.
Wait, right now?
Yeah, right now.
You're live right now?
Yeah, I'm on right now. You're on right now. I literally have you on speakerphone for everybody.
Dude, I've been here the whole time. What do you? I've been waiting for you the whole time. What? Why are you calling me for? I knew we were live.
I would say that was probably our best break ever. It's time for dumb vocabulary. Can we do dumb vocabulary, please? For God's sake.
Hell, let's do it.
Hell. Your dumb vocabulary for today. I spent so much time on the phone with you. Why don't we do taco battle?
God.
Taco battle.
I got two pairs of scissors upstairs. Should I go up and grab them and show you?
Taco battle.
I can't. That's the only way I can explain it, man.
It's when two naked chicks wrestle each other. All right.
Oh, okay. So it's not just the specific.
But, no, you know, no. That's ooh. Slamming. That's slamming clams. That's totally different.
Whoa. Jeez, dude.
Taco battle is just two chicks naked wrestling each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that killed Blue. Be careful with that.
Technically, they were wrestling him. They weren't wrestling each other.
That's true.
They were going to go wrestle him.
Does that happen anymore?
What?
Hey, what's going on here? Remember parties back in the day? Like, there's a chance that could happen.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you go to a party back in the day, and it's like, you know, Tommy, we're going to the party tonight. You know, two chicks might wrestle naked.
Yeah.
Like that. This doesn't happen anymore, does it?
Well, not right now because of the coronavirus. I would strongly advise against it. But if we ever get back to normal.
Even before that.
Yeah.
Just before that.
Not as much.
Or we're just older and we don't go to parties and we're not in college anymore.
Yeah.
Van Wilder had it figured out, dude.
He did.
You know?
He did. Well, okay, fine. After all this is we're back to normal, let's do Brock and Hunter's inaugural Jell-O wrestling taco battle. Taco Battle Royale.
I'm telling you, people would come.
Yeah, I think so. Literally.
To the thing. You know, you know, it's not a bad idea. A wet t-shirt contest, what happened to those? Are those gone? Quarantine, get rid of those too.
You know, it's sexist now.
Corona, whatever you want to call it.
All those broads started complaining about us being sexist. Come on now. We gave you a prize for it. So what? Yeah. We gave you a little squirty with the squirt gun, that super soaker.
We could get some firefighters or something. We can throw some dudes in there too, you know?
Yeah.
Party for everybody.
Wet nips for everybody. All right, there you go. Coming in 2021, Brock and Hunter's Taco Battle Royale.
It's a good idea. Fantastic idea.
And 5K. It's a Taco Battle Royale 5K. So it'll be perfect.
And Pat Moody. Pat Moody's going to be in there.
Pat Moody's going to be the ring announcer. That's what he's going to do.
He's always wearing a white t-shirt. It's a nice white tee, but
we're going to get it so wet.